Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
Central Peninsula Hospital is pleased to announce that during October's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, they provided 64 walk-in screenings for mammograms. Employees also wore pink surgical gloves throughout the month to promote awareness of the importance of breast cancer screening. Catherine Leslie, the imaging director at CPH, was very excited to have such a positive turnout.
We are so grateful to the community for their support of breast cancer awareness efforts. Breast cancer is the most common cancer among women in the United States, but it is also one of the most treatable when detected early. That's why we encourage all women to get regular mammograms.
According to the American Cancer Society, women ages 40 to 49 should get mammograms every year, while women ages 50 to 74 should get mammograms every 2 years. Women with a high risk of breast cancer, such as those with a family history of the disease, may need to get screened more often. While breast cancer is detected early, the 5-year relative survival rate is 99%, according to the National Institutes of Health. Breast cancer screening is critical in order to detect breast cancer early. When it's detected early, it's more likely to be smaller and have less of a chance to spread throughout the body, thus leading to more effective treatment and better chances of survival. Central Peninsula Hospital offers a variety of breast cancer screening services, including mammograms, ultrasounds, and MRIs. If you're a woman over the age of 40, talk to your doctor about the risk of breast cancer and whether you should start getting regular mammograms. For KSRM News, I'm Adriana Hernandez-Santana. A Sohi grad wins a prestigious Truman Scholarship. For more information, we turn to KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A former graduate of Soldotna High School has been awarded one of the most prestigious scholarships in the nation. Sarah Mickelson, who graduated from Sohi in 2020, was one of a select few recipients of the Truman Scholarship in April. The Truman Scholarship is a graduate fellowship awarded to undergraduate students who have demonstrated strong leadership potential, academic excellence, and a commitment to public service. Those awarded receive $30,000 toward a public service-related graduate degree.
When I heard about the Truman, my advisor called me, and she was crying.
Said Mickelson.
I was her first ever Truman winner. I started crying too, of course. You know, I just felt really relieved, but also very excited because I know now that law school is going to be more affordable. And now I have opportunities that will make it easier to actually get to law school.
Sarah received a bachelor's degree in political science from the University of Texas at El Paso this year, but she grew up in Soldotna. Once she finishes law school, she plans to come back to Anchorage to work as a public defender. Her father and mother, Chris and Liz, still live here, along with her younger brother, Levi.
It's exciting stuff for her. I was obviously very proud of her. She's worked hard.
Said Sarah's father, Chris, who is the medical director for the emergency department at Central Peninsula Hospital.
She was awarded that Truman Scholarship, which was pretty competitive. You have to be nominated by your school, and then every college in the nation pretty much throws somebody out there, right? And then they narrow it down, then they select about 60. So it's pretty competitive. It's a nice little award.
The scholarship is an honor, which Sarah says she is both proud and humbled by, but she's not done yet. Mickelson is also a finalist for the Rhodes and Marshall Scholarships, both as prestigious as the Truman, if not more. Rhodes and Marshall scholars receive the honor of pursuing their doctorate education abroad at the University of Oxford or the Universities of Manchester and Cambridge. Sarah finds out in 2 weeks if she is the recipient of the Rhodes Scholarship. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your news headlines from Thursday.